This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 234.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about whether you should put your prices on your website. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to let you know that my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio, is going to be open for new members in just a few weeks. So that's March 2018. So just to give you an idea of how I might work with you in my membership community. So basically, I believe that if you want to attract a constant stream of leads and sales to your business, so you're not constantly worrying about where your next customer or client is coming from, there's four things that you need to be paying attention to. In fact, there's four things you need to be focusing on pretty much every day in your business. And these are actually the four areas that I cover consistently in the podcast, or on the podcast, I should say. So first off is content. So publishing regular content on your own website in the form of a blog or a vlog or some other kind of content that attracts traffic to your website. Because if you can attract traffic to your website, you can convert that into leads and sales. The second area we work on is email marketing. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know, you've probably heard me say that the money is in the list. Again, if you want to make sure that you're not constantly wondering where your next client is coming from, your next customer is coming from, you need an email list. And particularly in recent shows, I've been talking a lot about the industry conversion rate and how if you're selling online, the industry standard is about 1% to 2%. So that means for everybody that you ask, every 100 people that you ask to buy something from you, only a very small number will buy. So that means you need to ask a lot of people in order to make sales. So obviously, the bigger your email list, the more people you have in your email list, the easier it's going to be for you to make sales. So that's why it's such a priority for me in the studio. The third area we work on is social media. So this is promoting your business on social media, but actually building relationships with prospective customers, building an audience, building a following, building a community around your content, because that's really what helps you make sales and to generate the kind of leads that are going to convert into customers and clients for you. And the last area, of course, is my specialism, which is press. So I will teach you in the studio. We've got loads of resources to help you get high profile press coverage. So not only can you build your credibility, build your reputation, but also you can make sales from that. Now, you might be wondering, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you'll know that my specialism is press. So I've spent 17 years now working as a journalist for the likes of The Guardian. I've written for The Telegraph, The Independent. I've written and edited for dozens of national newspapers and magazines. But I've also been running my own business and running an online business for the last 5 years. Actually, I've been doing it online for longer than that, but I've been running, you know, the kind of stereotypical online business for about 5 years now. And I know more than anybody that particularly in the current climate, you can't rely on press coverage alone to generate the kind of leads and sales that you need to make money in your business. And indeed, in my own business, I do all of those four things to promote my business. And I think the important thing to remember is that most people need 7 or 8 touch points before they'll buy from you. So you need to be publishing content on your website. You need to be out there doing email marketing. You need to be out there on social media. You need to be doing press, because all of those things are gradually getting people to the point where they feel that they know, like, and trust you enough to buy from you. And Chris Ducker, who I interviewed back in episode 233, he added another interesting stat to that. And he said that it takes, on average, people will say no to you 4 times before they say yes, which is why it's so important that you're doing all of those things and you're not just relying on one method to generate your leads and sales. So if you join the studio, we've got 4 core courses which cover all of those areas. And what I find is that when people join the membership, they usually have a weakness in 1 or 2 areas. So generally what I do, depending on whether you join as an annual member or you join as a monthly member, but if as an annual member, you will get a short consultation with me where I will find out a little bit more about your business, where you are with your business, and then I will direct you to the resources that I think you need to start on in the studio. So we have these 4 core courses. Each of them have got 6 sessions. They're video lessons that you can watch in your own time. But I will say to you, these are the ones that I think you need to focus on now. Maybe you don't need to worry about that one at the moment. So I do try, even though it's a membership community and I've got 300 members, I do try and keep it personal as far as I possibly can. We also have expert masterclasses. So we have at least two of those every month, and we bring in an expert to teach the group or go a little bit deeper on some of the principles that we'll cover in those main core courses. So for example, we've had masterclasses on search engine optimization. We have one recently on how to use your Google Analytics to get more traffic to your site. We've had expert masterclasses on Instagram marketing. We've got one coming up, or we had one recently, sorry, on how to get your first TEDx talk. We've also had classes on Facebook advertising and basically all of the things that you need to promote your business effectively. We've got a whole library that you can go through and have a look at all of those resources. The benefit really of the live masterclasses is that you get to meet the experts, and often the people I ask to teach the masterclasses are people who have been guests on my podcast that have delivered a lot of value. So you'll get to meet them. We use the video conferencing software Zoom, so you can actually kind of see them and they can see you, and you can ask some questions. You can start to build a relationship, obviously, and it's a kind of a smaller group than you would otherwise get to meet them in. We also have a whole library of interviews with journalists where they're talking about what they're looking for, what they're not looking for. So we've got journalists from the Huffington Post, The Guardian, psychologist Marie Claire. So I'll take quite a bit of the content from my live events and share that with you as well. And we also have some group challenges. So we work together. We have a 90-day blogging challenge. So that will help you with accountability. If you know that you need to start publishing content on your website, but you haven't managed to get going with that, we have a blogging challenge to help you do that. We have Instagram pods, Facebook pods, where we help each other out with growth on social media by commenting on each other's posts and sharing each other's content. And we are currently doing an email marketing challenge as well. I've got various challenges lined up for the year. So if you're a regular listener to the podcast and you like what you hear and you're interested in working with me, it really is the most cost-effective way to work with me. So to be a member of the Soulful PR Studio for a year, it's £378 plus VAT. That's less than it costs to book a one-hour Skype session with you. So just to put that into context, it's actually cheaper to be a member of my membership community than to book an hour with me. And it's not only about getting to work with me, obviously, it's about getting to work with other like-minded business owners to share ideas. I know that our members say that, you know, that's one of the biggest advantages of being in the studio. And what I'm also working on at the moment, and you've probably heard me talk about this if you're a regular listener, is actually building in some progression as well. So I've currently got two masterminds that are just about to start, so two sort of group coaching mastermind programs where I'm working with people who have worked through a lot of the content in the studio and are looking for a new challenge. So we've got our Rising Talent program, which is for those who are looking to have their first 50K year. And then we've got our Top Talent program for those members who get to work a little bit more closely with me. So in the Top Talent, you actually get to work one-to-one with me, as well as in a group scenario. So we've also got that progression as well. So if you're a regular listener to the podcast and you've been thinking to yourself, I'd love to work with Janet, but I'm not really sure how I can work with her, this really is the best way. And actually, most of my clients start with the membership and they start working with me there. And then they might go on to work with me in a kind of smaller group in a coaching or mastermind scenario. So I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes so you can get on the wait list, because we're going to be taking new members from early March 2018. But in the meantime, if you have any questions, just drop me a line. I'm on janet@janetmurray.co.uk and happy to answer any questions that you've got. And now, after that lengthy explanation, I think it's time to get on with the main part of the show. If you run your own business, you may be wondering if it's a good idea to put your prices on your website. So in this episode, I'm going to share three common reasons business owners give me for not putting their prices on their website and what I think about them. So the first reason lots of business owners give me for not putting their prices on their website is that they're afraid that their prices will deter clients. But the thing to bear in mind is that most customers have a budget in mind. So if you're a Facebook ad strategist, if you're a social media strategist, or even if you make jewelry or you make skincare, most people have in their head an idea of what they want to pay for your product or service. And there might be a little bit of flexibility in there, but do you really think that getting on the phone with them for a discovery call or getting to meet them face to face is going to make them pay vastly over what they were hoping to pay for? Probably not. So actually, I think it's better to be upfront from the start about what your prices are, because then it works for both of you. You're getting onto a call, or you're getting to meet people who can actually afford your products or services and are actually genuinely interested. And, you know, you're not wasting your customers' time either. And I remember it's a little while ago, but I think it's about a year ago now, I was thinking about working with a particular coach. And I really, really liked this lady. I really thought it'd be great to work with her. And I met her at an event and I said to her, do you have a coaching program? I'd love to know more about it. So she emailed me some details of her coaching program that was coming up. It sounded absolutely fantastic. So I got on a call with her and I don't know why, because normally I would ask, but I didn't feel like I could ask how much the coaching program was. So I got on this call with her. We had a really, really nice call. And at the end of it, she said, yes, from what you said, I think you'd be a really great fit to work with me. And it will cost, I think it was £10,000 or something like that. Now, at the time, that didn't feel like it was in budget for me. And it didn't feel like it was the right kind of spend for me. So we'd both spent, I think it was about an hour on a discovery call for me to kind of feel a little bit embarrassed because it felt a little bit out of my budget at the time. And for her, I can imagine probably feeling frustrated because she's wasted an hour of her time. It's not to say that I might not have wanted to work with her in the future. I didn't think she was great. It's not that I don't think that her products or services are amazing. It's just that at the time, that wasn't right for me. And I felt like we both wasted our time on that call. So I feel that putting your prices on your website actually helps you to attract qualified leads, so people who can actually afford you, they're serious about doing business with you, and also it deters tire kickers. So I'm very careful, for example, with my coaching program. So if somebody is interested in doing coaching with me, I don't do discovery calls for, I do a one-off Skype session, a one-hour Skype session, which people can book straight from my website, and I also do a half day. And people will often say, can I have a discovery call with you to see whether I can book in an hour with you? And I said, well, no, because if we spend 15 minutes on a call, we'll probably end up spending half an hour on a call. And then it kind of negates the value of you having the session with me. So generally, because I'm a content marketer, because I'm publishing regular content on my blog, on my podcast, on my blog, then I really feel that when people go to my website and they're interested in working with me, they generally know my products and services pretty well, certainly know my free content really well. So it's a no-brainer, really. If they want to work with me, they're quite happy just to book straight away. Now, with coaching, it's a little bit different. So if somebody's interested in working with me one-to-one, or they're interested in working with me in a small group program, I realize that that might be a bigger or more longer-term financial commitment, and they may need to talk to me about it. However, I don't think it's a good use of my time or anybody else's time to get on a call for 15 minutes or half an hour to talk about a program that somebody, it just isn't in budget for them at the moment, or it just isn't the right time for them. So I'm very clear, if somebody wants to book a discovery call, then we ask quite a lot of questions. There's a questionnaire that you have to fill out, and it includes things like your income bracket. And we actually ask that question, can you afford to do this program at the moment? I think that's really important, because I think some people, particularly, I know that some of you are consultants and coaches, and that some people will try and get on a call with you just so they can nab a bit of free consultancy. So it does deter tire kickers. So I really believe it's a good idea to put your prices on your website. And I don't think it deters people. Actually, I think it helps you to get the right people on a call with you, or the right people in front of you if you're meeting face to face. And so you can have a serious conversation, like qualified leads, basically. Okay, so the second thing that people say to me a lot, and the reason that they give me for not putting their prices on their websites, is that they say, my competitors will know what I charge and they'll try and undercut me. Now, I often feel like saying to those people, well, do you really think that your competitors don't know what you charge already? Like, if I wanted to find out how much one of my competitors charge, I'd basically get a friend to call up or email, or I would do whatever I needed to do to find out how much they charge. It's highly probable, if you don't put your prices on your website, that your competitors know, because maybe they've already done something like that to you already. So I would really say, stop worrying about what your competitors are charging and just focus on being the best in your industry. And something that's really interesting about pricing as well is that you may think that others might come along and try and undercut you, but just because somebody is cheaper than you doesn't mean that other people will definitely buy from them. Price is always an issue. But actually, I've had with some of my clients that their prices have been too low and people have actually been put off working with them because they've thought, well, if they're that cheap, then maybe there's something wrong with what they're offering. So I think if you're confident in your pricing, and you're confident enough to put that on your website so people are really clear how much it costs to work with you or buy your products and services, it doesn't really matter what your competitors are doing. So the third reason people often give me for not putting their prices on their website. And actually, this is one of the most common ones, is it's too complicated. So often this will be people who do things like social media management or SEO consultancy or Facebook ads, that kind of thing. And they'll say, no, every client is different. Every client wants something different. So I couldn't possibly do that. Now, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I certainly have it quite a lot, is that, so for example, recently I was looking for a Facebook ad strategist and somebody gave me the name of somebody that they'd use and said she was really good. So I went and looked at her website, but I couldn't find anything about pricing on her website. So generally in that situation, you may well be the same as me. I won't get on a call with somebody unless I know how much they're charging, because like I said at the beginning, I generally have an idea in mind of what my budget is and what I want to pay for a particular product or service. And nothing that somebody's going to say to me on a discovery call is going to make me suddenly double my budget or make me suddenly kind of go way outside of what I've budgeted for. So I generally won't jump on a call with somebody unless I do know what their prices are. But because this was a personal recommendation, I thought, well, I'll get on a call with this lady. And I got on the call, and it's quite interesting because this is maybe not a very British thing to do, perhaps, but this lady was American, and there's often these sort of stereotypes about British people being reserved and Americans being kind of much bolder and brasher. And if you're listening and you're from the US, I hope you're taking that in the spirit that it's meant. But I basically sort of said, look, I want to cut to the chase, and can you tell me about your rates? And the rates were much higher than I'd been paying for my previous Facebook ad strategist. So I said to her, okay, well, that's a lot more than I've been used to paying. So can you tell me a little bit more about what it is that you offer? But already I was feeling a bit like, actually, she's a bit out of my budget. But, you know, I kept on the call. And the call just kind of went downhill from there. It was a terrible, terrible call, because I think me asking how much do you charge at the beginning of the call, I think it kind of wrong-footed her. It was probably wrong of me to do it. And then she just was on the defensive and she was trying to defend her prices instead of actually listening to me and saying, well, what is it that you need help with? Because if somebody, you know, there is a chance that if she'd been able to say to me, well, actually, we do charge double, but this is why, and this is what, you know, these are the results that we can get you, then she may well have still been able to get me. But I think that whole discovery call went really badly wrong because the prices weren't on her website. If her prices had been on her website, I probably would have thought, well, maybe it isn't the right stage for me to work with this particular person at the moment, because it's a bit out of budget. I'm not really sure with the products and services that I sell that I would get a return on investment in that kind of investment, maybe 6 months down the line, maybe 12 months down the line or whatever. But it was a bit of a car crash of a discovery call, and it was all because she didn't have her prices on her website. So yes, so Facebook ad strategists, those kind of people will often say, well, it's too complicated, everybody's different. And actually, in her case, she did have packages. She had very, very clear packages. She had very clear retainers. So why they weren't on her website, I don't know, because actually she had worked it all out. But I think for most clients that you've got, most activities, you can work out some kind of structured pricing system that does make sense to people. And actually, I think it's helpful for people if you do. So one of the things that I've done with my own consultancy, and it was a real game changer for me when I started doing this. So I used to, when people got in touch with me and they said, oh, I'd like to do some consultancy with you, I'd like to maybe you do, you know, a few workshops or maybe do a little bit of this or that, I used to kind of price it up according to what they asked for. But then I worked out that most people were pretty much asking for the same kind of activity. So when it came to consultancy, they were asking me to maybe review their press strategy. They were asking me to help them draft press releases, to help them write email pitches, to help them research journalists, to research publications. It was the same stuff coming up again and again, but maybe in different combinations. So I sat down and I put together what I can only really describe as like a menu. So it's a bit like when you go to a Chinese restaurant and you get set menu A, set menu B, and set menu C. And each one is a little bit more expensive because it has more expensive ingredients in it. And I basically sat down and worked out something like that. And you know the thing where you're in a Chinese restaurant, and if you say to them, oh, I see on set menu A that you have this, but is there any chance that I could swap it with this, which is on set menu B? They'll usually say to you, okay, you know, there's normally a degree of flexibility. But I really believe that every service-based business owner that I know and work with could, it is possible that they could sit down and work out some kind of special menu, which includes, you know, so for this price per month or for this price per day, these are the typical kind of things that I would do for you. For this price per month or day, or for this kind of retainer, these are the typical tasks that I would do for you. And you can also have add-ons as well. So you can say, you know, these are the typical things that I would do. I would give you these many hours a month. And if you wanted to add on to that, it would be this much. And I think actually there's a lot of value in being that clear upfront. I think it helps you, because I think particularly if you do consultancy or coaching, you can end up with some clients who they'll just wring you dry. So if you're not really clear on what you help with and what you don't help with and what you might charge extra for from the outset, then you can end up feeling really, really resentful because you feel taken advantage of. But if you've actually sat down and worked out, well, you know, these are the core things I help with for this price point. Actually, this client is asking me for things that come into my menu B option. So I'm going to need to charge them a little bit more. But if they know about that from the outset, then you're going to have a much better working relationship. So I hope that's been useful. As ever, I do love hearing from you. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk and let me know what you think. So what experience have you had when it comes to putting your prices on your website? Have you found, as many of my clients have, that actually you've attracted more customers and more clients when you've been more upfront about your pricing, or have you run into problems or difficulties as a result? I would love to get your experience. And if this is a topic that interests you, I would definitely recommend that you have a look into the work of Marcus Sheridan. So he's a content marketing expert. I interviewed him on episode 127 of the show. And he's written a fab book on content marketing, which is called They Ask, You Answer. And he has created a lot of content on pricing and pulled together a lot of evidence as to why it's a good idea for you to put your prices on your website. So if you need any convincing, it's definitely worth having a look at the work of Marcus Sheridan. So I hope you found that useful, and I would love you to go over and subscribe to my new YouTube channel. So that's over at youtube.com/Janet Murray Soulful PR Community. So that's youtube.com/Janet Murray Soulful PR Community. I'd love to see you over there.